Welcome back, everyone, to This Week in ECAC Hockey. The ECAC playoffs now moving to the quarterfinal round as all of the playoff matchups around the country in the various leagues. And we're very pleased to have Greg Colburn, the senior captain for the Union Dutchmen. Greg, thanks for taking time out from your schedule this week. And I know you're anxiously getting ready for the playoffs after a week off.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for having me on here. And look, should be fun here.
Well, you've had a regular season where you were able to grab one of the coveted home ice spots, gave you an opportunity to get a week off, and a little bit more responsibility on you as a veteran and a senior captain to make sure the team is ready. What about having the week off? Sometimes teams really look forward to it, a bit of a chance at that time of the year to maybe heal up some of the bumps and bruises and kind of be rejuvenated to make a playoff run.
Yeah, I think, it was a bit of up and down season this year. But we're definitely happy to get the first round bye. I think it came down to the last weekend there. So I think we definitely use it to our advantage here. And I think we had a good balance of work and good balance of rest this weekend. So I think we can definitely use it to our advantage.
Now, look, and you mentioned it was a little bit of a roller coaster season. You end up 17-12-5 overall and were able to grab the number four seed. Just to look back at this year, the team in terms of readiness for the playoffs. I mean, you had such a fabulous playoff run last year coming in as the number one seed. Do you see some similarities that this team is capable of some big things here as you get ready?
Yeah, definitely. I think where it starts, too, we only lost four players, five players with Jeremy leaving. So I think, I think there's a lot of similarities, especially with the personnel we have. And, I think we can draw from that going into the playoffs this year. We got guys that played a lot of games in the ECAC and in the NCAA, and I think, we can use that experience to our advantage. And I think if we can draw from that, I think we like our chances going forward.
Well, nothing like playoff experience, obviously, Greg, and you being a veteran of the run the team was on a year ago and what this program's accomplished. You did lose some key guys from last year, not to discount them, but it seems like these have been faces that are familiar, voices that are familiar to me doing the program. When I think of the core group you got with Bodie and Simpson and Grosnick and Gottesbier and so forth, there is a real solid core group that has been through this before and knows what it takes to get where you want to go.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, not to discredit those guys that left because they were tremendous players in college hockey. But like you said, we have a good core group of guys here, and I think, we have some seniors and juniors and then, the lower class and sophomores and freshmen. I think, I think we can definitely use that to our experience or to our advantage here. We got a lot of experience on the back end up front and with Troy and Colin and Nett, seen a lot of games combined there. So I think definitely we can use that to our advantage.
Yeah, just to talk a little bit, obviously goaltending is so important this time of year, and the defensive part of the ice is a very important part of your game and being ever vigilant playing defensively. What about your goaltending? Troy was obviously a huge story last year as a sophomore with the body of work that he put together, but he has been supplemented this year, and you've got, I'm sure, a pretty stable feeling moving forward as you come into the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. We're confident in Troy and Colin. I think it has been a bit of an up-and-down season for Troy, but that that goes along with our team. I think, I think last year he was obviously exceptional, and his stats prove that. But I think Troy, he's the kind of guy that works hard every day, and same with Colin. I think those guys compete very hard in practice, and I think we're definitely happy going to battle with those two guys.
And you have the opportunity to play a really very impressive number one tandem, playing with Shane's a guy that I talked to earlier in the year. I talked to him a year ago and went to the World Junior Tournament, gold medal, etc. You guys really, I think, are as formidable a tandem as any in college hockey, not just with the offensive numbers, but how you complement each other.
Yeah, definitely. I think, we've played together now for 2 years, and I think we kind of know what to expect from each other. I think, Ghost is obviously an exceptional talent. He's always got his head up, and he always seems to make the right plays, and he skates very well. So I think it makes it a lot easier for me to do what I do, and I'm just happy to be able to play with him.
you know, as a college athlete, you have a 4-year career to compete, and you always aspire to be playing your best, saving your best for last, and progressing. You certainly have done that, Greg, as a captain and as a leader of this program. And just want to offer congratulations. I guess you got to be most proud of the fact that you're a finalist for the best defensive defenseman in the ECAC. That's a great tribute to you and the game that you play.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I take a lot of pride in the defensive side of the game, and I think, you know, what our coaching staff preaches here, that if you take care of your defensive zone, I think the offense will take care of itself. And, you know, the numbers in the previous 3 years maybe haven't come how I expected them, but been a bit of a pleasant surprise this year, and just looking forward to contributing to our team any way that I can.
Oh, absolutely. The contributions have been multiple and varied in terms of what you've been able to accomplish. And the power play for the Dutchman, you headed into last weekend. Of course, you were idle with the bye, but 24.5% is outstanding. What do you attribute that to as far as the success in the power play? Your personal success now, all-time leader in power play goals among defensemen at Union with 15. And what are some of the nuances of that power play that has really made it successful in terms of the combination that you were able to put on the ice?
You know, I think the personnel, and I think, you know, we haven't had a lot of changes there in the last couple of years. Maybe a few guys that, you know, have maybe left the program, and we've found a different spot for a new guy. But I think for the most part, the core nucleus of guys have stayed the same. And I think also our coaching staff does a very good job of scouting our power play. And, you know, if something gets a bit stagnant, they make a change. And I think, you know, I think a lot of guys are willing to learn and to adjust a bit. And I think that's what makes our power play so special, is just being able to adjust. And, you know, if something's not working, be able to, you know, do something different that maybe we'll have a bit more success.
Well, that's a tremendous number on the power play. You know, anytime you're 20% plus and you've operated almost 25%, and that bodes well in the postseason. And you mentioned Troy that had some struggles during the course of the year. You find another guy, with Collins, able to play and supplement in the net. And despite all that, Union has managed to be a top 10 defensive team also. And that bodes well as you head into the most important part of the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I don't think it was as much as Troy struggling throughout the season. I think it was just our team just trying to find our identity. But like you said, I think we take a lot of pride in defense here. And I think, you know, like I said, if you take care of the defensive side, I think the offensive side will come. And I think that's kind of what we strive to do here at Union.
Also, we talk, I often mention the term the season and the reason for a college athlete. And I don't want to let anybody get away without knowing that you're a two-time all-academic selection.
Yeah, I mean, academics is huge here at Union. I think if you're not up to par on your academics, you're not playing. So that's kind of a team rule we have here. And, you know, a lot of guys, they came here for the academics, and we're proud of the degree that we'll leave here with. And I know right now I'm dealing with thesis work, and it's amping up. It's due at the end of this week. So, I mean, just trying to get that done with. And, you know, it's just been a positive experience here academically and with athletics, too. I couldn't have picked a better college.
Absolutely. All that. And, of course, now business at hand. We want to get your take on the series that's ready to begin. Number 5, Dartmouth, the only team that needed 3 games to advance in the ECAC. Harvard took them to a third game after Harvard claimed game 1 up in Hanover. What about the challenge of the Big Green? What do you know about them? They've certainly got some firepower up front for your team to contend with defensively.
Yeah, definitely. I think Dartmouth is it's a good team. They got a lot of big forwards and a D that can get the puck up to their forwards. So I think, you know, that'll be a key for us to keep those guys at bay. And I think if we do that, you know, and play the way that we have been playing as of late, I think, you know, if we get pucks to the net and, you know, just use what makes us successful, I think we'll be all right.
Well, it was a banner year last year and culminated in the ECAC tournament in Atlantic City. Then it was on to the NCAAs and, of course, on to the Frozen Four. And as you embark on this journey of March, Greg, we want to wish you the best of luck to you and the Dutchman. We'll be keeping a close eye on you, obviously, here on This Week in ECAC Hockey.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here. I appreciate it.
Greg Colburn, the senior captain for the Union Dutchmen, our guest on This Week in ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.